Drug addiction can be tenacious and very hard to overcome. Severe addicts often need long-term residential treatment away from people who might tempt them back into using. But this kind of long-term treatment is very expensive. It's beyond what many users can afford to pay. So sometimes prison becomes the default option. In fact, 70% of judges in North Dakota have admitted to sentencing addicts to prison in order to get the long-term treatment they need. But prison is also expensive. And when offenders are released, it's often very hard for them to restart their lives.
I think that we have to build alternatives for people who are really being sent to prison and jail because of addiction issues.
That's Leanne Birch, the head of North Dakota's Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. She says there's a need for more programs that offer intensive drug treatment for people like Janine Guffey. Janine was in the grip of meth addiction for years. Her addiction led to her arrest, then jail, and finally to prison in Minnesota. She says prison shouldn't be the place to go for drug treatment. But this was a different kind of treatment program, one that could be a model for helping people kick their addictions outside of prison. And in Janine's case, it worked.
It's called the Challenge Incarceration Program.
The Challenge Incarceration Program is run by the Minnesota Department of Corrections. It's got the feel of military boot camp. Discipline and obedience to rules are rigorously enforced. Behavior is shaped by the demands of the commanding officers, like marching in unison and standing at attention.
They call that military bearing, a way to carry yourself, having that regimented discipline to discipline yourself in all aspects of your life.
Besides the military discipline, the program also has the flavor of Outward Bound. The men's and women's camps are in separate parts of the state, but everyone lives in barracks out in nature.
We were out in the woods, and we had the opportunity to hike and fish and canoe and do chemical dependency treatment.
There's also art therapy, occupational therapy, and behavioral therapy. There's preparation for life and work after prison, and inmates do 6 months of community service as part of their sentence. The program challenges both the body and the mind.
The biological, the psychological, the social, the spiritual aspects of a person, each need attention.
And she says that despite their harsh approach, the staff understands the ravages of addiction and the time that it takes to rebuild one's life.
When somebody's been hard on their body and using drugs or drinking and not eating the right nutrition and not getting the right sleep, and they're deprived and their brain isn't working right and their organs aren't working right. Sometimes I think that that's why the justice system, for me, it gave me a chance to heal.
Janine credits Challenge Incarceration with her recovery, but she says people shouldn't have to go to prison for drug treatment. Her goal now is to help people get into treatment before they wind up in prison.
You think you got what it takes? Prove you take, you made mistakes.
Journeys Through Justice is funded in part by a grant from the North Dakota Humanities Council. For Prairie Public, I'm Meg Luther Lindholm.